presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
August 29, 5 o'clock America, New York. In Little Venice, cruise ships and an influx of tourists. With a ban on large cruise ships in the waters surrounding Venice, nearby Chioggia is one of the new go-to ports. While many welcome the new visitors, some worry that the tourism boom could turn sour. The cruise ship Viking Sea in Chioggia's port.
Washington Post World.
August 29, 4:55 America, New York. Rights groups urge Yemen's Houthis to end Thai's blockade. 16 rights groups have urged Yemen's Houthi rebels to end their years-long siege of the country's third-largest city.
Mirror World News.
August 29, 4:52 America, New York. Girl, 7, crushed to death by unfixed marble statue while playing in hotel courtyard. Lavinia Tremetera was struck by the statue at a hotel in Germany on Friday evening after it toppled from the pedestal it had been perched on for around 20 years.
BBC News World.
August 29, 4:45 America, New York, Indianapolis. Dutch commando dies after shooting outside U.S. hotel. The Special Forces soldier was one of three Dutch commandos wounded in an attack early on Saturday.
BBC News World.
August 29, 4:42 America, New York. Two Air France pilots suspended after cockpit fistfight. The cabin crew intervened after hearing noise from the cockpit as two pilots started fighting.
Washington Post World.
August 29, 4:40 America, New York. Chinese heatwave drives residents to World War II shelters for beloved hot pot. Converted World War II air raid shelters have emerged as a popular escape amid record heat in Chongqing.
Washington Post World.
August 29, 4:38 America, New York. Man gored to death by antelope in Swedish animal park. An employee of an animal park in southwestern Sweden has been gored to death by an eland.
Mirror World News.
August 29, 3:04 America, New York. Mystery of zombie Angelina Jolie, after being jailed for wild makeover on Instagram. Fatima Kishvand, known online as Sahar Tabar, reportedly said she will not have an Instagram account again after being released from jail for posting fake images of herself.
Mirror World News.
August 29, 3:02 America, New York. Bizarre French palace built by a postie who developed an obsession with wonky stones. It took Ferdinand Chaval more than three decades to complete the stone wonder, in which time he was mocked mercilessly for having such a big dream.
New York Times World News.
August 29, 3:02 America, New York. Secret data, tiny islands and a quest for treasure on the ocean floor. Mining in parts of the Pacific Ocean was meant to benefit poor countries, but an international agency gave a Canadian company access to prized seabed sites with metals crucial to the green energy revolution.
New York Times World News.
August 29, 3 o'clock America, New York. Xi Jinping's vision for tech self-reliance in China runs into reality. After heavy national investment in semiconductors to break a dependence on global chips, Mr. Xi seems unhappy with the results.
Time.
August 29, 2:47 America, New York. The best, worst, and most surprising moments of the 2022 MTV VMAs. Some of the most iconic moments in pop music history have taken place at MTV's Video Music Awards, from Britney and Madonna's memorable kiss, 2003, to Kanye West stealing Taylor Swift's limelight, 2009.
Fox World News.
August 29, 2 o'clock America, New York. Christians in Afghanistan face routine torture, persecution from family members, watchdog groups. Christians remaining in Afghanistan reportedly face routine persecution from local and national governments, as well as from their own friends, families and communities.
BBC News World.
August 29, 1:08 America, New York, Ukraine War. UN team leaves for Zaporizhia nuclear plant. The mission is expected to arrive in Zaporizhia later in the week, the IAEA director general says.
The Washington Times Stories, Advocacy.
August 28, 22:38 America, New York, Detroit police arrest suspected gunmen in random shootings. Four people were shot, three fatally, by a man who appeared to be firing at people randomly over a roughly 2.5-hour period Sunday morning in Detroit, police said.